The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
All right, let's go to the Cotswolds now. The last day, the big day, will history be made at 4 o'clock, where Galloping Deschamps, having won the last two, I think he's won three or four races over the years, trained by Willie Mullins, owned by Audrey Turley, in the brown and yellow colours, is the favourite to hold his title for three in a row for the Gold Cup. It's been a difficult week for punters. John Duggan, are you still standing?
I'm always standing, Ivan. I have that amazing energy that's propelling me to go through the Gold Cup day and then be back on the air tomorrow and Sunday. So, yeah, all for it, Ivan, because if you don't want to be doing this, you don't want to be... I don't think I could do something else, to be honest.
All right. Now, how has the week been overall for punters?
It's been very difficult, I think. You had, like, what was it, Ballyburn, John Bond, Constitution Hill, Majborough all beaten. Like Teopu, the favourite for the Stairs Hurdle, was beaten yesterday. I think the bookmakers are happy enough now. I think they've, as they always do, they're going to go home happy. But then again, Galopin' Deschamps will be a popular winner today. And there's always been, you know, people will back Rachel Blackmore, and she's the big winner of the big race yesterday. So, but the bookies are always ahead, Ivan, as you know, as a former one.
And what, is there a danger to Galopin' Deschamps? Banbridge won the King George, and I know the way you're thinking with Gavin Cromwell has been supplemented at a cost of 25 grand. What's your read of the race?
My read is that Galopin' Deschamps is by far the most likely winner because there's still a little bit of juice in the ground, and I think that helps it because he's the best stayer in the race. What do you need to win a Gold Cup? You need to be able to jump well, you need to be able to travel well, and you need to be able to stay the distance of 3.25 miles over the 22 fences. Galopin' Deschamps has proven that twice. Look, he's a racehorse, he's not a machine. I think the fly in the ointment, the wild card for me, Ivan, is Banbridge, because he's, what, 7-1 shot. He won the King George, traditionally a great trial for the race. He's got the pace to win over 2 miles. He's won over 3 miles, as we know now. He's won at the festival before. He has to have good ground. He needs this ground to dry out a bit more. But if Banbridge stays, he could be another faster slow to beat Galopin' Deschamps, which faster slow did the last couple of Punchestown festivals. He's the only one I can see really troubling the favourites. But I think the sport, be great for the sport, be great for Willie Mullins to see a horse. It'll be the first Irish-trained horse since Arkell, Ivan, to win a Gold Cup. And that'd be something pretty special.
Very hard to do now. Today is actually my favourite day, and I will be watching it all. There's four grade ones. Let's start with the juvenile four-year-old hurdle, the Triumph Hurdle. Some very interesting horses. Joe Donnelly has Lulamba, who could be anything, bought over from France. Hello Neighbour is there for Cromwell, also unbeaten. In fact, there's a Ray East India Dock. There's, what do you like in the first?
I think it's very difficult, but I think if I was to have a euro each way and anything, I think Lady Vega Allen for, like, Willie Mullins has got 11 of the runners, and Paul Tennant, the stable jockey, rides this one. I think any time I, you know, study race, and I always read the comments of the trainers, and William Mullins has been very positive about this this mare all through the season. I backed her at Christmas, she was second. She's been back from 22-1 into 16-1. So I think Lady Vega Allen might be the one the each way play, because there's no real point in backing East India Dock or Lulamba at those prices. One of them could be a superstar, but we don't know which one.
Willie's on, I think, 8 after Factophile yesterday, had a great win in the Ryanair. Dino Blue has been talked about as his best prospect in the Mayor's Hurdle.
Yeah, but Dino Blue's got Allegri de Vassi for company, and there's a lot of support in the market beside Bride's Hill for Gavin Cromwell. Like, Gavin Cromwell had Stumptown win on Wednesday, but Gavin Cromwell, he's had a load of horses placed already at the festival this week. And Bride's Hill, I think the ground is coming in her favour. I think she's just got a sporting chance in a race that has only got, what, 9 runners, and some of them are outsiders. So you're really looking at maybe only 5 runners in this race. I think Bride's Hill is a cracking each way bet to nothing.
Of the three novice hurdles, the Supreme and the 2.5 mile, the Albert Bartlett often provides a shock. It's a real long distance 3 mile race. A lot of trainers don't like to over expose their younger horses to this. What catches your eye here?
I think what catches my eyes is very difficult to work out. Again, I'm a tipster who's not tipping. What do you say about that, Ivan? But there's 20 runners in it, and look, you've had some crazy prizes winning this. I mean, the Big Westerner is the favourite for Henry de Bromhead. She's a lovely big like chasing type for the future. Jet Blue has won at the course. Jasmine DeVoe won the bumper last year. Derry Hazen Paddy is a horse trained in Scotland by Lucinda Russell. I had a look. I had a I had a speculative flyer for a quid on Fishery Lane at 40 to 1 for each way. Fishery Lane,
yeah.
40 to 1 each way.
I think, he won well the last day, yeah.
He might give you a run for your money.
Okay.
He'll stay about 20 miles, Ivan, which is... I'll probably be walking 20 miles if he loses. But anyway, go on.
After the Gold Cup, it's always traditional that the amateurs have, over the same course and distance, the Open Hunter's Chase, the St. James's Palace. I got a tip at the previews for a horse, Willish Go Ahead. People who know their point-to-point form and so on say, this seven-year-old for Elliot, who hasn't had a winner all week, I think, what do you think? It's on the Line is probably going to be favourite. Angel's Dawn is well fancied. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's great, first of all, that the amateurs get a chance to showcase their talent at Cheltenham. I mean, for example, I spoke to a gentleman called Barry Stone yesterday, his first ever Cheltenham winner on a horse called Daily Present. He's a Wexford lad riding for Wexford trainer Paul Nolan.
Yeah, in Enniscorthy. I know him well, yeah.
Yeah, those great stories. I mean, this is what, like, I mean, I know we can talk about the form and all that, but these are the stories. And from people all around the country, like Rachel Blackmore from Tipperary, Barry Stone, yesterday's first festival win from Wexford, Jack Kennedy's a Kerryman, you had the Cork connection of Home by the Lee yesterday, as we know that Paul Tennant's from Cork, and Joseph O'Brien is based down around Piltown, and William Mullins Carlo as well. So it's a real national sport, and I've gone for Rocky's Howie, based in Waterford. Declan Queeley's had a really good season. He's my nap of the day. I think that the horse ran well at the festival a couple of years ago in the same race, and I think there's a bit of confidence behind him, Rocky's Howie. I just think the trainer is going places again, and he's about a 10-1 shot if you have an interest in that one.
Now, there's two final impossible, huge handicaps. In a word, anything catch your eye each way in the County Hurdle or the Martin Pipe Concluder?
One word in the Martin Pipe, and there's no money for it or no kind of support for it, but the horse is called Carafon. Tiernan Power Road trotting for Willie Mullins. And Carafon is the name of the horse, about a 20-1 shot.
But, and in the Getting Out Stakes?
The county, leave it alone. Look, let's just hope Galloping wins.
Well, can I just, absolutely, he's the only horse I'll be backing all week. Thank you so much, John, for all your coverage, all your insights, bringing us the flavour of the competition, the Irish successes, and all the fancied horses. It's been absolutely fantastic. Thank you, John Duggan. Still to come.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.